The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie. And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Cause now I'm back.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are back with episode 5 of Total Divas. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and I'm super excited. Are you super excited?
It sounds like it's going to be a booty-shaking night.
There's booze, there's maybe a little wacky tabacky, and a whole hell of a lot of fun.
We're getting into free mode. Yep, we're going back now.
We are totally going back there. So anyway, we're in Pensacola, Florida with the Uso family. Are we going to get drive-thru spaghetti? Is that a thing?
We're going to glow with the flow.
We're going to glow with the flow. Or are you going to make your flow glow? Which is it?
Yes.
Yes?
She's always fearful of what he has planned. Oh, we're at Sam's fun city in Pensacola, Florida for the Uso date. She wants romance. They go to a arcade.
They're going to Space Invaders. Because nothing says romance like laser tag?
Yep, this is where you get Uso crazy with the glow. It is a combination of them. It's glow crazy.
And are those his kids?
They weren't in the car. He wants to get a little action up in here.
There are kids in there somewhere! That is not PG!
Oh, this show is awesome already. I would do anything to be in front of our live crowd. I want that feeling again.
We're now in San Diego, California with the twins. Hey, look, it's the Range Rover!
Did you know Louis Vuitton has very cute briefcases?
He does.
We're doing a photo shoot for Birdie B. They're very happy. Their dream is coming true.
It's a cool feeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Bree has grays.
She's too young to have grays.
She hasn't dyed her hair since she's given birth. Bree's feeling more Bree.
It's good that she's feeling more Bree, but I mean, it's like, again, you still kind of got to compensate a little bit because life has changed. Like, you can't go back to doing everything you were doing before.
Bree is missing the rush of the live crowd.
Yeah, but you just had an emergency C-section 9 weeks ago. I don't think that's all healed yet.
No.
I mean, take your time. There's no rush. Because it's like, here's the question, can Nikki even wrestle?
Not anytime soon, no.
She could get basic cable in that engagement ring.
They're talking about doing skateboarding, horse racing, or horse riding, I should say.
I can't see Bree going for horse racing.
So, we're leaving San Diego. We're headed to Tampa with...
Nettie! And we're at Mom and Dad's. Oh my God. We're just hitting this early.
Hits from the bar. No, wait. There's a mess in the sink. It reeks of cigarettes. So she bought an investment property nearby for her parents to live in.
That's super sweet that she's taking care of her parents. You may want to get a plunger. You put it in a can and you put it in the trash.
What the hell is he wearing? He put bacon fat down the sink.
Why would you put bacon fat down the sink? You save that crap and you cook with it later.
And now we're fighting over the plunger.
No, you don't put the plunger on that side. You put the plunger on the side where the water is. How many Night Hearts does it take to use a plunger?
7. Works, TJ. Now we have marijuana oil. It makes Dottie sleep better at night.
Oh, she's dropping F-bombs. So wait, is she renting the house to her parents? Or did she give it to them? Did we pick up on that?
Natty owns the property. But so she has to take care of it because it's an invest. She called it an investment property.
So maybe she's letting them live there rent free. Anyway, we had Carmela with the puppies because there were puppies.
Yes, she's probably letting them live there. Strong coffee for Natty. It's Natty with the leopard print.
Rusev's like, I can totally see your boobs.
He likes leopards, but not leopard print.
It's spotter wrestler time. I think that's one of the makeup ladies in the background.
Yep. Now Natty's telling Rusev what her and Lana got into.
Can't let that go.
Nope, Rusev's laughing. Rusev's like, you, she probably doesn't mean it. There's a names day party? What?
Yeah, it's kind of a thing where it's kind of like a birthday, but it's the day that you were named. It's like a Game of Thrones thing.
Rusev had no idea. So, you see two different Natties. You see made-up Natty in the sit-down interview, and then less makeup Natty backstage. It's
her hair is, like, intentionally laid over her ears and her shoulders for some reason. Like, her hair is very intentionally set like that, and it's not moving.
Because it's not real.
Well, yeah, we know that. None of the girls have real hair. We know that much.
Well, Bailey does, I think.
Yeah, maybe Bailey's is real. Bailey's might be.
Because, let's be real, her hair's real. All she does is put it in the ponytail.
Yeah.
We see Lana lose a match on SmackDown.
And we see Lana and Rusev leaving.
Rusev's like, never wave at the fans. And then he laughs. Oh, good lord. I like Rusev. Rusev is awesome.
And now we have Ride Along with Rusev and Lana.
It's Rusev Day, everybody. They had to do the pre-tape 100 times because of Natty. She's trying to ruin our lives, says Rusev. He wants a Lamborghini for Names Day. It's time to expand the Rusev family. It's time to create a new human life.
He wants to have a baby.
Baby girl strong. Olympian. That makes the tweet make more sense.
And she does not. She does not want to have the baby.
She's not ready for baby. She has not finished her career yet. Which makes sense. She goes 8 years.
She says it's about 2 years off. And it's actually, depending on how long it takes you to rebound, it's generally about a year.
Was she meaning it's 2 years off from being on the road or 2 years off from wanting to do it?
2 years off from being off the road.
Okay.
Because it's basically, you know, okay, it's probably actually about a year and a half, give or take. So yeah, 2 years might be accurate because, you know, wait till the baby's one because you have to wean the baby and you have to do everything like that.
And if you're like Bertie, you don't, if you get the C-section and whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, you know, Bertie's still a newborn. So it's like you're already trying to get back in the ring. You just had her.
But then on the opposite side, we had Angelina Love on our show. And she was back in the ring, what, 3 months afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. I think Brie wants to get back in the ring. You know, I just feel like, you know, to me personally, it's like you just had a baby. You know, I get you miss the rush and everything, and that's what you want to do with your life. But, you know, you just had a baby. Like, all we've heard about for the last couple years is I want to have a baby. I want to have a baby. I want to have a baby. Okay, you had the baby.
Right.
You know, enjoy the baby. Enjoy your time with the baby. Because it's like once you go back out on the road, now you're sacrificing the time with Bertie and you're not going to necessarily see maybe those firsts. You know, first steps, first words, first crawl, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to potentially miss that. Plus, it's also, well, who's going to take care of her if you and Brian are both working?
Right. Makes sense.
I mean, I'm sure you could hire a nanny, but still, it's if Brian decides to go back out on the indies and work out on the indies and Brie decides to go back to WWE and continue to work in WWE, you know, it's who watches Bertie while both of them are gone. Is it Brian doesn't work when Brie's not there? I mean, how does that all work? So maybe it's there aren't some things being thought about.
Right.
It's just that drive to get back in the ring. So, I mean, I could see Lana's point, 2 years. Okay, yeah. 2 years to rebound your body, get back in shape, you know, have that first year with the baby to wean it and everything like that. But it could be, I mean, it's a question of need too.
It is a question of need, yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But Natty cannot let this go.
No, she has a long-running issue with Lana, and I don't think she's going to let it go anytime soon.
I mean, going back to last week, because I've had time to think about it, they're both right and they're both wrong. From my perspective, it's like you need to know how to act, but there are plenty of wrestlers who've been, we're in Nashville, by the way. There've been plenty of wrestlers who have been successful without being fantastic actors.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. We have Team Rude in the car making weird faces. As Alexa tells Nia to stop making faces. She goes, you're going to need Botox.
I think they're on Donaldson Pike. Or is that 60?
Lindsay knows the road they're on. She's just trying to figure out which.
I might know where they are, depending on what I see.
Alexa wants a pig.
She has like 6 cats, 4 dogs, a fish.
She's had all that in her lifetime, yeah.
So they're going to get a pig in Nashville.
So that's where Larry Steve is from. Alexa's falling in love with a pig.
And apparently there's Larry Steve right there. Alexa's bringing home the pig. She's petting the pig. She's falling in love with the pig. The pig is coming home.
Did Nia buy the pig?
I think Nia bought the pig.
Nia goes, watch your vagina. And Alexa goes, I got poked.
Does the fence not work?
Apparently not.
Okay. All right. Well, that we got to see Alexa Bliss buy Larry Steve. That was awesome.
And ride a fence.
And ride a fence.
We're at a skate park. With the Bella Twins. Nikki's always had a dream of being a really good skateboarder. She wants to be a kick-flipping bikini skateboarder.
In addition to the 20 other things that she already is?
Yes. Watching the Bella's fall on her ass. Or rather, Nikki was falling on her ass.
There are children present! Don't curse in front of the children!
Oh, we're doing a little bit. Love how the guys are running right by them to make sure they don't fall on their ass. Girls, you need a little help.
Basically, what did you do today?
She fell on her ass.
Ow.
He's like, it's not a rush, this is me killing myself.
Okay, but how's that different than wrestling? You fall on your butt in wrestling, too. Just saying.
Just not cement. There's a
difference. It depends on the match. Am I wrong?
Well, for the women, they don't usually fall on the cement.
Not yet.
Good point.
We're back in Nashville.
Good point.
Wendy's! She's cradling the pig. It's adorable. I think I know where they're at. I think they're in Cool Springs. Or not Cool Springs. I think they're down in Franklin.
No, I got a bacon cheeseburger.
He doesn't know any better. Feed it to him. He'll probably eat it.
Alexa's like, that's cannibalism.
That's a waste of good bacon.
Bacon has been removed, or did she eat it?
I think she ate it. She ate it.
It's
Sheamus! It's Sleepy Sheamus!
Rusev cooks naked. It's from the Gators. It's a cheap meal for Sheamus.
So we have a whole house full. We have a second Brie, and we're doing shots. What time is it that we're doing shots?
Looks very early in the morning, don't it?
And there's Nia with the pig.
It's Alexa and Nia with the pig. Larry Steve has entered the building. Rusev dying over the name. He's like, he makes pig noises. Yes, Rusev, he's a pig.
He's a pig.
He's like, he's so small.
I wouldn't put him down. He's not housebroken yet.
We're drinking, taking shots.
Oh, God, Sheamus, what the hell?
And everyone's passing around Larry Steve.
They're getting drunk and passing around a pig. Oh, my God, this is like a college frat party. You're not married! Go bang! And Sheamus is like, kill me. Please kill me. I'm not awake right now.
And Nia was like, okay. If Rusev wants a child right now, Nia can carry it.
Sheamus is like, what did I get myself into? What did I get myself into? Sleepy drunk Sheamus is the best Sheamus ever.
Alexa wants no part of this discussion whatsoever. I. Okay, Lana's a matchmaker.
Sleepy drunk Sheamus is my new favorite Sheamus.
Why is sleepy drunk Sheamus your new favorite thing?
Because he's just so done.
I just like Lana's like, yeah, if you want a baby right now, I'll have Nia carry it. And Nia's like, what? What are you smoking? Are you smoking the anvil's weed? What?
Maybe. Like, maybe.
It's like, what the hell's going on here? And then somewhere Russo says he doesn't believe in science or something.
I don't know. I didn't catch that. It's more they're having a frat party.
It's Names Day. So for Names Day, you get drunk at 10 a.m. is the best way to put it. No?
So anyway, we're back. We're going to the races. So JJ is wearing his wedding suit. Are we sure they aren't going to the wedding?
They're not going to the wedding.
It's the same party bus. We're drinking before we get there, so we're pre-gaming the race.
Brie was pregnant. Remember that. The wedding, Brie was pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So we're visiting the horses. One almost by Snicky. We've got our hats. We're dressed to the nines. We're meeting the jockeys.
I know that jockey because he wins them all. But I forget his name.
Raphael.
Something.
They just showed it. Raphael. Raphael wins them all.
What do they all look like? I don't know.
So they're standing in the winner's circle and they're watching the race. So we're cheering them on. We're watching the horses run.
It's the thrill of watching horse racing. Brie misses the crowd because she's at horse racing. Because
she hears the crowd.
The roar of that crowd brings her back
that
to the
huge, end. That really not so huge crowd.
The thunderous ovation where everyone's standing. Brie! Number 6 lost. The one they were cheering for lost. Well, that was a letdown for them. Anyway, we're in
Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
On the lake. We've got a houseboat.
Rusev's driving the boat.
Oh, God.
Second in command, check this. Check for icebergs. Now we're diving off the boat, sliding off the boat.
We're getting a booty shot.
We're shaking our asses. Rusev's like, Rusev trying to take the video. Now we're using selfie sticks and jumping off the boat. Lana's giving Rusev a gift. Oh, good Lord. Got him a megaphone.
Sheamus is having fun.
Did he just yell fella and dive off the top?
He did. Sheamus is awake now. He's been plied with alcohol. He's having fun.
And Rusev's bonding with Larry Steve. The piglet could be there, baby.
Don't throw the piglet in the lake.
He wants a real child.
And now things get awkward. They start fighting about a child because he really wants a child. He's going to have fun with his swine.
Alexa is so drunk.
No, Alexa's like, so this is so awkward.
But she is also so drunk.
She is very drunk, yes.
You could see it in the eyes.
Yep.
Anyway.
We're back. I like the door knocker. We're in Tampa.
Realtor Natty has arrived.
And she brought a smoke detector.
What's wrong with the size of the water bowl, Natty? The Anvil's now a security guard for the neighborhood. What's with this hair? Her hair changes every shot.
At least this is better. You know, it sits better. It's not so flat.
It's so fake, though.
Oh, it's totally fake.
They gave the Anvil a German Shepherd to go around with.
Oh my God. The mom's lying for him. She's totally lying for him.
That's why there's a big bowl for the dog.
I could never treat my parents like that. I can't believe... You know, honestly, and I know every family is different, but if I talked to my mom like that, she would smack the crap out of me.
Now we're driving around the city, the block. Oh my God.
He does. He has a German Shepherd.
And a golf cart.
Is a puppy!
So we're going to more with the baby issue coming up. But we need to talk about Drunk Sheamus.
Drunk Sheamus is awesome. I want Sheamus to have his own show. I have a feeling it would be really entertaining. I just get Sheamus and Cesaro their own show. It would be amazing.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Or just get him a dating show. I want to marry Sheamus.
Hmm.
All right. 3, 2, 1, play. And we're back in Tampa. We're with Natty and Mommy Natty, Mommy Neidhart, and we're chasing down the Anvil with the German Shepherd.
He's like, it's a good dog.
It's a beautiful dog.
Natty is like, what the hell's going on? Natty's totally not a dog person.
She's like, I had a glass of wine and decided to buy my parents a house. Why did I do that? So the Anvil comes home, and he pulls up in the front yard in the community golf cart with the dog. Beautiful dog. And the dog goes in the house. He what's in the house?
He took a tingle. She's leaving food for alligators at her front door. Wow. Natty's done. Mom's like, bye, Nat.
The mom's kind of done, too. And again, that's just like, you just kind of need to, like, back off a little bit.
We're at Nicole and John's beach house.
The beach house. And the Bellas are enjoying the view. It's a beautiful view.
They need adjustments and massages. There's something so special about WWE.
And this is interesting because you hear about this, what they're talking about, where it's like some wrestlers have a very difficult time transitioning.
Yeah, they do.
Brie is one of those people, and I think Nikki is as well, that they want the attention, they want the adulation.
Brie just said the C word. Come back. Is it a thing? Could it be a thing? Will it be a thing?
Well, 2018's around the corner. Could we see the Bellas back? But I mean, the biggest thing is Brie is probably okay to come back to the ring. The $64,000 question is Nikki. What is her neck doing? What kind of shape is it in? Is she even okay to get in the ring?
Nikki Bella should never be back in a WWE ring again just because of the state of her neck. She's already had one surgery, and if she gets back in the ring again, like we've seen at WrestleMania, she could be in line for a second surgery. And once you have a second surgery, you're completely done. You'll be medically disqualified and never, ever get back into a ring, and she shouldn't need a second neck surgery because that's just dangerous on your neck in general. Look at Kurt Angle. He has had, what, 7 neck surgeries, if not more?
And he should be medically disqualified, but for some reason he's not.
Because he's never had the fusion yet. That's the only reason why. He's had things shaved off in his neck. He's never actually had bones fused. If he had bones fused, then he would be medically disqualified. That's the legit reason. Kurt has a lot of medical issues, but because he never got the fusion surgery, he did the quick fix back in 2003, and several times since then, it's the only reason that's keeping him in the ring.
Yeah.
Because once you fuse it, look at Edge. He had the fusion. He came back and wrestled for, what, 7 more years?
Mm-hmm. And then he was forced to retire because of his neck, because of problems that arose from his neck, which include numbness, loss of strength in his arms, all the things that Daniel Bryan has kind of had, things that Nikki has had, does have, you know, so it's a question of it's need versus want. They want to get back in the ring. Nikki wants to get back in the ring. Do they need to? That's the question.
They do not need to get back into the ring.
I mean, it's, like I said, Brie's probably really good to go because I don't think Brie suffered the same kind of injuries that Nikki did. So I recall, I don't remember Brie ever really getting injured.
No, from a health standpoint, besides a C-section, she's ready to get back into the ring. It's a matter of her body, that part of her body healing to allow her to get back into the ring. That's the only thing that will hold up Brie. It's getting back in shape and letting that part heal up and be ready to go.
Right.
Everything else is she's probably had, you know, minor things, but nothing too serious that should ever keep her out of the ring. We're in San Diego talking about getting back into the ring again. Year of the Bella, 2018.
Oh my god. She didn't know the word calendar.
She did not know the word calendar. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna say a word. I'm going to be good.
We're in Nashville.
We're back with Lana and Rusev. That house is in the east end of Nashville.
They have a smart TV.
Make sure the board's okay in it. If you own a Samsung smart TV and your board goes bad, call them and tell them that. Don't let them tell you it's a remote.
It's always the remote.
It's never the remote. And so basically, Lana and Rusev are hashing it out where Lana kind of sort of, they fought in front of the company and Rusev didn't like it.
They're her friends. She's just venting. Rusev does not like it. He's like, there's nothing to vent. She doesn't want to put a stop to all the things she's achieving right now by having a baby.
You know if you can have kids or not. Your gynecologist tells you that. Don't lie. And then she brings up, I'm not even sure if I want to have kids. And Rusev is like, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for that. Basically, she says she's not ready to have the baby because she uses her body for her career. And then she's like, we're not ready to have this baby because they're both working full time, which I completely understand. Because again, it goes back to the briefing. Who's going to take care of the baby? And now Natty's back at her parent. Natty, honey, you have got to chill. Like, you have legit. I'm sorry. I hate to tell people how to manage their family, but she has got to calm down. She finds cigarettes outside. She basically comes in the house. Is she the oldest?
They wanted the standard landlord tenant agreement.
Why is there jewelry hanging on the cabinet?
The parents came up with a lease agreement for the
You know, honestly, I can't blame them because she's coming over there. She's coming into their house, it seems like, every 5 minutes, searching their house, searching the property. It's like, I get that you own the property and you don't want them trashing the house, but it's like, you're coming out. She's treating them like children, essentially. Like, she's actually micromanaging her parents in this house. And she's coming over there and telling them what they can and can't do. And she's really not respecting their rights as tenants. Like, she's really not. She's actually kind of taking advantage of the fact that there is no agreement.
Yep, that's exactly what she's doing. And her parents have every right, I guess, in a way, to come up with a standard landlord-tenant agreement. I just find that hysterically funny.
It's to get her to back off.
Because Natty is very, very,
It's micromanagement. It's exactly what it is. Trust me. Dealt with it for 3 years. That's micromanagement. Where she's literally just, like, telling them what they can and can't do, and she's checking up on them, and she's, it's excessive, even to me. It's excessive. I would be like, get out. Get out of my house.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's like, you know what? I appreciate the generosity, but I'm going to move. I'd rather live in an apartment than deal with that crap. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's just awkward family drama is awkward family drama.
And she's the one creating it.
Like, the mother's like, she just puts up with whatever the father does, and she's accepting of it, and whatever.
You know, something tells me her mom really isn't as accepting as we all think she is. I think she's just very quiet about it.
Yeah,
that's the impression I get from her.
Yeah, she deals with it in her own manner.
And you could tell this is her idea. You know this is the mom's idea.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, look, this is what we're going to do because I'm really tired of your crap and you coming into this house and you berating me like a child and you berating your father like a child.
And I like how, like, they were discussing, did she just come in and eat our food?
Yeah, she just comes in and she eats their food. Like, it's, and she's searching the house as she's eating their food.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, again, if I did that to my parents, they would smack the crap out of me.
Probably,
they would kick me out of their house.
Normal people would.
That's why it's like, I just can't believe that that's what she does to her parents. I get it too.
I get it's over obsessive compulsive and wanting to do it, and it's just, yeah. So Natty basically is now getting a contract from her family, and she's basically now having to sign a legit agreement that you would get a lease agreement from, you know, a landlord-tenant, your notification you have to give about when you show up and all that fun stuff. We're going through the pet agreement. We're setting up the rules for the landlord, the, you know, all the things that Natty wants and they'll agree to and all that fun, happy stuff. Natty now has no problem getting a dog. And Natty is very agreeing to the situation. Apparently Natty's used to forging her father's signature. That has to be awkward and weird, but that's what families do. Now the anvil is putting his John Hancock on a situation, as he does many motions with it. Rusev has a chair now. He has a very nice recliner. It's leather. Lana's not trying to crush him on top of it. Lana's unsure if she wants children right now. Lana's a working woman, and she's basically worrying up, who's going to take care of the child right now? They're both working, and that's a situation where they both want to be parents, so you can't really expect one to give up the career right now, especially when they're both booming. It's Rusev Day, everybody. It's Rusev Day, every single day of the year, 24/7, 365. It's Rusev Day. Lana's basically saying, we need to think what's best for the children, and that's where they're at in their lives. It makes sense. They want to do it together. And Lana's not ready to give this up. She's not ready to retire. Rusev, a very subdued Rusev, goes, we'll wait. It is not time for them. Rusev's like, let me fix this thing up, and then you can give me a hug. He's very proud of his chair. This chair is just so amazing. And now Bree is getting back in the ring to train. She knows she's out of shape, and there's pressure on her. She's ready to get back in, but there's pressure on her. And she's going to train with Nia, of all people. So you want to get worked out, Nia can work you out, is the best way to put it. So we're warming up, we're stretching, we're doing some rolls, we're seeing Daniel Bryan do some rolls, we're a roll, Nia's showing off her rolls, Bree is doing more flips, now we're locking up, we have a headlock, working on a headlock, working over the arm, working up a sweat. Bree's like, can I maybe able to take a bump? Bryan asks her, can you take a bump? She's very winded and out of shape. Nikki is trying to remind her where she is personally and professionally right now. Like, if they had something for them, she would work her ass off. Bryan would make sure she would. Bryan would get her into shape. And we end it with Bree mode, kind of, on Daniel Bryan. And Nikki mentioned, or Bree mentioned to Nikki, don't scream Bree mode, that's a Bree thing, not a Nikki thing. Well, okay then. Next week is going to be a very interesting episode. Just pointing it out, folks. So, your thoughts?
I have concerns about Natty. Like, I mean, Natty's always been a little buttoned up.
A little?
A lot buttoned up. But this seems like extreme even for her. And it doesn't so much seem like it's just for TV. Like, I'm kind of concerned something's going on in her life that we don't know about. We're not going to know about. She's just, like, super stressed. Because you can see it.
Well, this was right around the biggest time in her career.
I understand that, but it's just, it's like the stuff with Lana. I know some of it's for TV, but a lot of it is just like, it's so trivial. It was a comment made, you guys had a tiff, you're both right, you're both wrong, just like, walk away from it, you know?
Oh yeah.
Just let it go, it's not worth it in the end. But I kind of wonder if Natty feels a little maybe, I don't want to say threatened, because threatened isn't the right word, but Natty doesn't like to be challenged. Natty's got to be the boss.
We've seen that over the years.
And Lana challenges her being the boss because Lana knows her own mind. So I think that's where those two are kind of butting heads a little bit, is they're both very much in charge of themselves. And Natty wants to be in charge of Lana, and Lana's not having that. Clearly.
Clearly.
But yeah, I mean, in terms of the Bella comeback, I honestly don't know how I feel about that. I have to, like, see a little bit more and digest a little bit more. But my initial thought is, take your time. Because, like, it would always be great to see the Bellas back. You know, it's always nice when they come back and you have them and you have that little extra superstardom there. But it's not really, you know, necessary kind of thing.
No, it's not really necessary. But, you know, I'm going to break your bitch, you hear me, is, you know, always good to see.
It's always good to see, but I mean, it's like, WWE is not hurting for top female stars. The women's division is very rich and diverse, and it's going to continue to get rich and diverse as more people come up from NXT. So it's like, well, there will always be room for Bellas. I feel like they don't necessarily need to rush to come back. And that's probably what we're going to see in next week's episode, is that, you know, Bree's potentially going to slow down her comeback. Because again, she says it's like she had a baby, you know, 9 weeks ago or whatever the time frame is, 3 months ago at this point that she does the interview. And all we heard, and I said this earlier, was, you know, I want to be a mom. I want to be a mom. I want to be a wife. I want to be a mother. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, and now that she's done it, it's like, well, I want to go back to wrestling. It's like, this is what you wanted, right? Was to retire and go home and be a wife and a mother. So it's like, you know, just enjoy it. I get you're missing the rush and you want to come back, and absolutely come back when you're ready. But, you know, don't rush it, because it's like this time in, you know, Birdie's life, you're never going to have it again.
Right. Should mention there was very convenient timing on how everything got cut off at the end.
Very convenient timing how things got cut off on the end.
Did Bree hit the dropkick, or did Daniel Bryan take a bump, or did he not take the bump? That's the burning question on the internet.
He took the bump.
Spoiler, he took.
But they can't show him taking the bump for legal reasons.
Legally, they're not allowed to do it.
Which is smart, but also sleepy drunk Sheamus is my favorite Sheamus. I kind of want more total Sheamus. Can we get total Sheamus, total fella? Can that be a thing?
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
They were doing whiskey shots at like 9 o'clock in the morning. It's amazing.
Let's sum up this episode in all honesty. We had drunk Sheamus.
Drunk Sheamus.
Larry Steve. And that's about it. And everything else. But the two
Crazy Natty.
Drunk Sheamus, Crazy Natty, and Larry Steve.
Larry Steve. And Nia eating bacon in front of Larry Steve.
And Rusev being Rusev.
But I don't feel... Well, yeah, Rusev being Rusev. But I don't feel like Rusev was necessarily in the wrong. Like, you know...
No.
You know, it's like he's ready to have a family. They've been married now for about a year. And so it's like, okay, he's focusing his mind on having a family. But Lana's not ready to do that. You know, she's very career-minded. She's very career-focused. And I like how she said that people are having children later. It's perfectly normal to have a kids now in your late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
It's totally normal now. And it is that whole mentality of you have to have kids in your 20s and in your early 30s, and you're sort of like dried up and dead by the time you're 40 is kind of a passe mentality. It's like, why can't you be a working woman and, you know, have a career and get what you want before you have kids? Not to say that your life is over when you have kids, but it changes.
Priorities change.
So it's like, yeah, why can't you get what you want and feel fulfilled yourself before you have kids and you get a different kind of fulfillment, if that's your thing. I mean, it's just, I feel like that was a really strong message to send that, hey, look, you know, you don't have to give up your career right away when you get married. You can wait if you want. And I like that she put her foot down on that, that it's like, look, no, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. I liked that. That was a good message to send.
Yes. And in the end, they compromise on when they'll do things. So that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. You know, it's like they didn't really fight about it. It was more, hey, look, very open, very honest. This is how I feel. This is how you feel. And they decided, we'll wait. And that's all they needed to do. And it was awesome.
Yeah, good heartwarming message to end the show.
Ding! But I think that does it for our show. What do you think?
Yep.
All right. Well, do you want to plug anything?
Social media is Rack Radio Show. And enter the CB Radio Pez contest available now. Go to twitter.com/CBRadioLive.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. And if you like my artwork, check out thehands.net. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas, and we will be back next week. Till then, bye!